It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes. Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeart Radio Network. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings has us in the top 10 in New York AM radio once again. Of course, it's judged by Nielsen. Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. Our listeners have come to expect, yes, and I appreciate the compliments. I get stopped all the time that they're like, wow. How did you get such a great guest? And the answer is our team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. A special shout out to the great team here, Cirilli, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Elio, and others on the team as well, who work so hard to make sure that we get great guests week in and week out in order to help you grow your business or to get to the next level. That's what this show is all about. We're also syndicated on so many different channels. We're on the Liquid Scoop every day. They feature our business class clips. We're on Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. We're, of course, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player.fm. And, of course, I mention here that anyone that subscribes to our YouTube channel, you automatically are notified every single time an episode goes live. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Without further ado, going to tonight's special guest, a dear friend, Dr. Rich Roberts. He is a medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO for a quarter century, URL Pharma. We've had a number of conversations with him in the past. And we spoke about management, regulation, corporate culture. Tonight's show is all about investing, investments. By the way, just a public note. And that's just an important disclaimer, as Dr. Roberts mentioned to me, that needs to be stressed, and it's true, is that even though he's going to be sharing all types of great advice and tips and tricks on how to be successful, always contact your local advisor. He's not taking responsibility for this. However, he certainly has a great track record. But nonetheless, always contact your local financial advisor. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you said it correctly. I'm not a licensed financial advisor. I'm not giving you advice. I'm just expressing my opinion. But Yitzhak, I'm sorry. I have to correct you on one thing.
I'm ready.
You said that I was a pharmaceutical industry president and CEO for a quarter century. That's not true. It was only 24 and a half years. Don't make me seem older than I am.
You're also brutally honest. So if I say, I think I said nearly a quarter century. So then I would be correct.
Yeah, maybe
if
did.
I said nearly, but you know what? Hey, listen, someone could rewind this. And if I said for a quarter century, I stand corrected. We're 6 months shy of that. All right.
Oh, when you say painfully honest, can I just plug my new video?
Yeah, for sure. And your channel.
Thank you. I have a YouTube channel. If you want to search it, it's Dr. Richard Roberts, Lakewood, New Jersey. You have to put in the Lakewood, New Jersey, because there's a Dr. Richard Roberts, who is a doctor of theology, and he runs the Oral Roberts Evangelical Empire.
Which is not you. Not
I'm
you.
Not him. I'm the little Jew in Lakewood. I'm not him. So, but anyway, so you said be honesty, right? So Netflix came out recently with a new series called My Unorthodox Life. I suggest to everyone that they do not watch it. It is highly prejudicial and it is factually incorrect. And I have a video coming out soon, hopefully in the next day or so, tonight if I can get it done, refuting just the factual misrepresentations of Orthodox Judaism that are just slandered and thrown onto us in this series. So please look out for that.
Thank you. And thank you for stepping up to the plate and in correcting that terrible position, outlook, and presentation. It's really, thank you. Okay, tonight's show is all about investing, and we're going to be talking about the world of investing prior to cryptocurrency, and we're going to talk about cryptocurrency as well. So in the first segment of tonight's show, Dr. Roberts, perhaps you can give a lay of the land about there are people out there that, of course, are very familiar and are in the market, and then there are many people that have not dabbled yet. They know that there's something called a NASDAQ. There's an index. There's also an app called Stash. There are major companies. Perhaps you can make sense of it all in a kind of in a succinct way in the next 5-10 minutes to explain just a primer, investing 101 in 2021.
Okay, great. There is something which I call the gambling mentality. If you speak to someone who's a gambler, he'll always tell you about his winnings. He won at the casino this much, and he won at the casino that much, and he won at the blackjack table this much. And he's making all this money gambling, and for some reason, he's broke and can't pay his mortgage. This is what you'll see in the stock market all the time. First of all, there are millions and millions of people investing in the stock market. So are there going to be some people who are outliers, some person who hits it big on this one stock or whatever? Sure, of course. It's just the random luck of the draw. But the fact is, for almost every single person, there's a way to invest that's really investing. And I'll tell you what you're going to be investing in. And there's gambling. And so you just got to, when you hear all these stories, this guy, he bought, if I would have only bought Apple stock back when it was 10, I would now have, $50 million. Well, if I bought Coca-Cola stock back in 1918, whatever it was when it first came out, I'd be worth $1 billion. If I would have gone to the casino and known the numbers to pick, I would have won. That is totally illegitimate gambling, which, by the way, from a religious perspective, we're not supposed to gamble. And I'm not making any religious decisions about what stock market trading is. So here's what investing is in the stock market. No one knows what's going to happen. They flat out don't know. There's a huge industry called the financial press, which is not really that much different than the regular news press, where they just really don't know what's going to happen. You'll have experts on, and almost always the expert's going to tell you that what's going to happen is what just happened. It is rare that anyone can actually tell you what happened, what's going to happen next year. And if you look at the majority of, if you look at the experts who are paid, like in mutual funds, to pick individual stocks, pick this one, pick that one, and you have to pay fees for this. You have to pay money for this. Every year, 90% of them do not beat the index fund. Now, what is an index fund?
Right.
You've heard of the market went up, the market went down. Generally, what they're talking about is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, you're going to be shocked what that is. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is the 30 largest and most successful companies in the United States. How do you determine who's in it or not? The newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, their editors decide who's in it or not. That's what the Dow Jones Industrial Average is. Generally, when that goes up or that goes down, people say the market is up, the market is down. That's only 30 stocks. There are thousands upon thousands of stocks, not just in the New York Stock Exchange, but the NASDAQ, and then there's all kinds of other exchanges all around the world. The best way to invest and the real way to invest is invest for the long term. And if you say, and it's actually more of a, so it's more of a geopolitical decision. So what you're saying is if you're buying the Dow, which is the top 30 stocks in the country, or you're buying the S&P 500, that's the top 500 stocks or companies in the country, or any of these other indexes, I'm going to tell you what the indexes are, you're really saying that I believe that the United States of America, the American people, with their work ethic, with their constitution and their laws, as opposed to corruption, with their being a free democratic country, as opposed to one that could end up seizing the asset that I invested in some other country, and the creativity because of the the capitalistic reward system that we have, where if somebody makes something new and it's great and it helps everybody, that person makes a lot of money. So there's an incentive for people to put themselves out, work harder, create things. If you believe that the United States of America is where the future of the world is, then that is what you want to invest in, is the United States of America. So, and I'm going to tell you how to do that with index funds on American stocks. Now, if you think China is the future of the world, which you might think, then you could buy Chinese index funds. If you think Europe's going to be it, or think emerging markets in, you know, in the Asian areas or Africa are going to be it, you can then buy those index funds. So now, but that's how you win in the stock market. You buy index funds and you buy them regularly, which we're going to talk about. Now, what is an index fund? Mm-hmm. There are 30 stocks in the Dow Industrial Average. If you're going to, every time you do a transaction, every time you buy a stock, you have to pay a fee. Even the companies that don't charge you fees, it turns out that they're making money on you because of how they're routing your data and routing your buy, and someone else gets to buy a little sliver ahead of you. And that's how most people make their money. But if you're going to buy each of the stocks in the Dow, you're going to buy all 30 companies, you're going to have to do 30 stock trades. Well, that's going to be 30 fees that you need to pay. And that's going to be 30 stocks that you need to track and keep attention to. Fortunately, there's something called an index fund. I think Vanguard might have been the one that created this. The guy who had been there previously is one of the giants in investing. And what it is it's just one stock. And when you buy it, they automatically take all those millions and millions of dollars coming in from people every day to that one stock, and they use that millions and millions of dollars, and then they buy with those millions of dollars, they buy all the stocks in that Dow. So of all the millions of dollars that come into that index fund, we don't have a bunch of analysts that are being paid who actually don't really generally statistically do anything more than run up the fees on you. You just have a guy with a computer. And as the millions of dollars comes in, instead of each person having to buy each of the 30 stocks and all those millions of people having to pay all those fees, they just bang, hit the computer, the money gets distributed buying millions of dollars of each of the 30 stocks all at once. So by you can have one share of stock, it might be worth, cost $100, whatever, you know, I'll tell you what the index fund symbol is for this. You buy one share, and you now own a piece of the 30 largest companies in the United States. Now, there are different companies different stock investing companies that will provide you index funds for the Dow. I think the most common or famous one is called Diamonds, DIA. If you go on the stock ticker and you look up DIA, that is the stock that is the index fund that if you buy one share, or you buy 10 shares, you buy a million shares, you're buying all the 30 of the top companies in the country in one transaction, paying only one fee. Now, the S&P 500 is now the top 500 companies in the United States. And that is called Spiders, but it's SPY. And if you buy a share of Spider, you only do one transaction buying one share of SPY. And that share automatically buys a piece of all 500 companies. So this is really the best way to invest in the market if you believe America is the future. And I've got to tell you, I mean, the geopolitical stability is very important. The attendance to law, to the rule of law versus massive corruption that's seen throughout a lot of the third world. Not to say we don't ever have corruption here, but we certainly have government agencies that are after them. You have to try to weed out corruption, and there are criminal consequences for that. So when you buy that index fund in America, you're buying the American political system for the future.
My guest this evening is Dr. Rich Roberts, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO for 24 and a half years. All right, I'm not saying a quarter century anymore. I don't get in trouble with Dr. Roberts. He's a brutally honest person, and he called me out on that. Good for him. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Safsopoulos right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. My guest is Dr. Richard Roberts. He was a pharmaceutical industry CEO, not for a quarter century, but close, 24 and a half years. That is definitely enough to make an impact. In a previous show that we've had, I believe it's on YouTube, he discussed the story, the amazing story, and how to come back from the brink and how to be staring, as they say, staring over the cliff and yet not falling off of it. Tonight's show is all about investing. And the first part of the show, we kind of went through the basics, investing 101 in 2021. Great. Now we're starting to dive right in. We're going to talk about diversification, how to hold on. I mean, we know Warren Buffett has the Misu Shelach principle. He actually calls it that. Warren Buffett, the Misu Shelach principle. Dr. Roberts is going to explain that. You got to stick it out. You know, this is not gambling. You got to stick it out. Dr. Roberts, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. The floor is yours. Diversification and all these other areas, giving real tips and advice. And I want to remind the listeners, sorry, before you jump in, always consult your local professional, your local tax advisor, financial professional, anyone who you turn to for guidance in investing. Definitely turn to them before you take on any type of risk. That said, Dr. Roberts has a great track record, and he's here to share his advice and perspective with us.
Okay, thank you. So, by the way, I want to mention that the technology stocks are generally concentrated in the NASDAQ stock market, and the index fund, most popular one for the NASDAQ, the symbol is QQQ. That's three Qs. You'll see it, and that's a NASDAQ index fund. You buy that in your one share, and you're buying a piece of Apple and Microsoft and Intel and on and on and on. So, also, as Yitzhak had said, I'm also not an investment advisor. I'm just giving you my understanding, my opinions. I'll tell you something else, by the way. When COVID hit and the stock market was down about 40%, 40, 45%, I told people on my YouTube channel to buy, and to buy the index fund and just hold on to it no matter what. And what happened? They're up over 100% now. Now, I didn't know people bought, you know, I didn't know if anybody followed my advice, but I have all these people now in my community coming up to me. Thank you so much. I did what you said, and I'm up over 100%. Now, what that proves about me and about my capability is nothing. It proves nothing. The fact that I happen to feel that there was a good time to buy, because even though the market had dropped, you know, 40, 45%, I still thought America was not gone, that America was going to come back. And I thought it was a smart thing to do. But that doesn't mean that I can't get things wrong also. So when somebody tries to tell you, I know everything, they don't. And by the way, when you see these experts on the media telling you, you know, what you need to do and what to buy and to buy this one. And if they know what to buy, if they know how to make so much money, why do they need to try to sign you up as a client? Just think about that. Anyway, so, but I am not an investment expert or certified. These are just my opinions. So now,
right.
I want to talk to you about diversification first, which is about the stock market and is about your life. There is something called a concentration risk. If you have too many of your eggs in one basket and that one basket breaks, you're wiped out. That's a concentration risk. If you're running a company and, you know, 90% of your sales come from one customer, then that customer, if they decide to drop you, you're gone. If you're running a company and 90% of your products come from one factory, and that factory is a fire or whatever, you're gone. These are called concentration risks. And you can see it in other areas of your life. You think about it. If you have too much sitting in one concentrated area. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why we had to sell our business is because we had so much value sitting just in the business. Probably 99% of what I owned or more was in my stock holding in the business. Also for the employees, all the employees had stock options. I mean, if something could go wrong, which I hope it wouldn't, but if it ever went wrong, then they wouldn't get all the money that they ended up getting from being able to sell the company. And they got lots of money for the stock options. So this is what's called a concentration risk. a great example of it was Enron. It was a huge multi-hundred billion dollar business doing oil trading, and they had thousands of employees. The employees had their salaries from Enron. So they worked for Enron, and they had their retirement funds, the 401k, in Enron stock. And then when fraud was discovered and Enron crashed, they both lost their jobs and they lost any value in their retirement funds. So if you need to have diversification risk, and you have to diversify to avoid risk. As a matter of fact, what some of the super most wealthy people do, like a Jeff Bezos and other people like that who are worth, you know, $100-150 billion. Jeff Bezos, almost all of his money is sitting just in Amazon stock. So what the big investment houses will do, they'll allow you to draw contracts to say somebody goes, let's say somebody has a gazillion dollars and they're in Ford Motor Company. I'm just making this up. Then they'll draw contracts. You can actually agree to exchange, you know, the rights to each other's stock, even though you don't actually sell the stock yet. So you don't actually have to pay capital gains tax. But everybody who has big money knows you must diversify your risk. When you buy an index fund, you're not deciding, oh, I love this one company, I think it's going to go up, and then, oops, something bad happens, it goes down. You're spreading your risk out across a lot of companies. Now, if that one company you think you would have picked, right, the gambler's mentality, oh, I would have picked that number and it would have hit. You can't do it. But if you have that mentality, you think you would have picked what number you're going to hit, it's a fallacy. So if you pick one and it hits, yeah, you'll make more than having diversified across all these companies. But if it goes down, you can get wiped out. Whereas if you cross 30 companies, it's highly unlikely, unless the United States of America goes out of business, in which case, what do you care? Your money's not worth anything anyway. So that's what we're talking about, diversification, so that you you avoid concentration risk. Can I tell about one more thing here?
Please.
Okay. When do you buy? You should buy low and sell high. The trouble is, you never know what the bottom is and you never know what the top is. You just can't know, period. Anyone who tells you they know, they don't know. I'll give you an example. I was talking to some Goldman Sachs advisors at the beginning of this year. And I said I was just too concerned in the stock market, very concerned in the stock market about another COVID wave coming with a variant that maybe would just avoid the vaccines totally. And they said, with all the liquidity, all the money being printed by the government being handed out, they think the market's going to go up. They were right. I was wrong. Okay. So when do you buy? The stock market now is at an all-time high. Let's see. You have to think about these things conceptually. Oh, it's 1% off the all-time high. That's the all-time high. It's 3% off the all-time high. That's the all-time high. You're supposed to buy low and sell high. Here's what most people do. They buy high, they sell low, and then the wealthy people scoop up those stocks and make money when it goes up again. The way to buy stocks requires the following discipline and the following psychological orientation. It's called dollar cost averaging. What it means is you decide that you're going to buy that index, let's see, diamonds, DIA, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You're going to buy $100 a week. If the stock market is high, you're buying. Stock market is down a bit, you're buying. The stock market crashes, you're buying. You don't look at the news. You don't look at the news. I mean, unless it's like a nuclear war exchange, you know, with our adversaries, you know, then the money isn't worth anything anyway. So what do you care? It probably won't be alive anyway. But you don't look at the news. You buy every week. Or if you don't feel like doing it every week, do it every month. You buy, you know, $400 a month, $200 a month, $3,000 a month. You just buy and buy and buy, and you don't worry about it. When the stock market is down, oh, it's the end. They're never going to come back. China is now in the lead and America's done. You know, okay, buy. When this market is going up, buy. When it's high, buy. When it's down, buy. But here's the key. You only invest money that you're not going to need in any time in the near future. People say 5 years, 10 years, 2 years. But if you have to have your rainy day fund, that's not sitting in stocks in case you're going to need that. Because the last thing you want to do is, heaven forbid, there's a massive recession, the economy goes down, you lose your job, the stock market is down, and now you have to sell your stocks at a loss. So you need to only invest money that you really are not going to need to touch for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. If you look at the market over any 10 or 20 year period, you're going to see going up. You're going to see, right. Yeah, the average is going up, but it's having these swings in the meantime. You're buying on the upswing. You're buying in the middle of the downswing. You're buying at the bottom of the downswing. You're buying in the middle of the upswing. You're buying at the upswing, and you're buying, and it's going up. The economy is growing. Technology is improving. Efficiency is improving. People's standards of living are improving. And you have to buy along the way, but you have to have, this is critical, you have to have a commitment, a psychological commitment that I'm not going to sell when the stock market is down. I'm going to buy like a horse with blinders on, and you can't see anything. And you just keep doing this. And look, I can't guarantee anything, but if you look, look up a graph of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, returns or stock market price over the last 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, 80 years, and you'll see. Then zoom in to over the last 5 years, and then last two years, and then you're going to see all this volatility up and down. But you look over 20 years, up, 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 up. But you have to have that discipline. Don't let the wealthy people buy your stock when it's down because you're listening to everybody around you panicking.
Dr. Roberts, when we come back, I want to talk about the latest craze, if you will, and that is cryptocurrency. It's been so much talked about. Bitcoin is, of course, I don't know if that's the actual biggest one or certainly one of the biggest ones out there. Right after the break, we're speaking with Dr. Rich Roberts, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO. He is not in the financial investment business. That's not his game. However, he is gracious enough to share of his time to give his deep sense of experience, advice, perspective. However, he's not taking any type. He's not giving a commitment or a money back guarantee. He is just sharing his professional perspective on this. So therefore, of course, as always, contact your local professional financial advisor for any type of financial guidance. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. For those listening, yes, tonight's show will become a popular YouTube video. If you want to be notified, you could set that up automatically. All you have to do is go to YouTube, go to our channel, 710 WOR Mind Your Business, and click on subscribe. And, I mean, there's many hundreds of videos already up there. And the videos I've had with from interviews with Beth Comstock and many other great industry leaders. And when you subscribe, you automatically get notified every single time an episode goes live. Actually, Dr. Roberts, you have a popular YouTube channel. What is it? How could people find out and watch all the material that you put up regularly?
They would have to search Dr. Richard Roberts, Lakewood, New Jersey. As I said earlier, definitely add Lakewood, New Jersey into the search. And YouTube channel, I do a wide variety of things. As a medical doctor, I did a doctor of biophysics. I'd done a lot on COVID during the crisis. Yeah. I've done some on Bitcoin and financial investing. Had one recently explaining all of science, meaning elementary particle physics, quantum mechanics, special relativity, general relativity, and then talking about the UFO with the Pentagon, the UFO issue. So, and I'm about to come out with this one now, trying to defend us against the slander in this Netflix video.
Thank you.
It's a wide variety of topics.
We're speaking with Dr. Richard Roberts, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO for nearly 25 years. It was 24 and a half to be exact. We have a YouTube show. Actually, I mean, it was a show that we had here on the radio where Dr. Roberts really discussed that incredible journey and there's many, many learning experiences from that. But tonight we're talking about investment. And before the break, we teased the listening audience that we are going to talk about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and that whole universe. Perhaps, Dr. Roberts, you can make sense of it all.
Okay, I'll try. I want to just add something to our previous discussion.
Sure.
And something that I learned when, you know, when we got investors in our company who are part of the who are part of the billionaire class of investors. This is the first time I ever got to rub elbows with billionaires and work with them. And one thing they had taught me, they all taught me the same thing, which is take money off the table. So after I just told you, buy consistently, buy without looking, and don't sell in a panic. I do want to say that if there is a precipitous drop in the market that doesn't make any sense, that's not a 5% drop. It's the World Trade Centers, you know, get hit, and all of a sudden the market drops, whatever the number is, 50%. But nothing fundamentally changed in American industry, the ability to function economically. COVID hits. Yeah, we're in trouble for a year, but it didn't destroy the fabric of America. And, you know, the housing crisis hits. Yes, we know that the Federal Reserve is going to come in with extra cash. They're going to make sure America doesn't die. When you see these crazy, they call it a market dislocation, kind of like a joint gets dislocated. It's no longer continuous. It's popped out all of a sudden. You could buy extra after you see a crash like that. But I also want to tell you what these billionaires told me. That was my observation. Now, what they told me was, if you have something you bought and it's just going up and up and up like crazy, take some money off the table. So for those of you who are not going to buy index funds and are going to buy an individual stock, maybe like if you had bought Bitcoin, and let's say you bought Bitcoin at $5 a coin and it's now up to $1,000 a coin, maybe you should sell some. Now you say, wait, went up to 65,000. Yeah, but when it was 1,000, you didn't know that. And you really truly didn't know that. So maybe you sold 20% of it at 1,000 and you took whatever money you invested off the table and you made some profit and you have 80% riding. Maybe it went up to 5,000, you sold another 20%. You're gonna say, wait, no, but it went up to 64,000. When it was at 5,000, you didn't know that. And similarly, when it was up at 64,000, you might have taken another 20% off the table. Well, what happened? It crashed down to 30,000. So you take some off the table. And as a friend of mine said, he said, Rich, no one ever went broke taking a profit. So just protect yourselves that way. And in my opinion, no liability for me, just giving you some advice. Now, Bitcoin, what is money? And I'll tell you what money is. You take a dollar bill, you can't eat it. I mean, you could if you're crazy, but you're not gonna get any nutrition from it. You can't digest cellulose. You can't eat it. You can't put it in your gas tank. You can't build your house with it. I mean, in reality, you know. So what is it worth? A dollar is worth, money is worth the goods and services that it can buy. If a dollar can buy a pound of butter and some African currency dollar, you need $1 million to buy a pound of butter, then our $1 and their $1 million or lira or whatever are worth the same because they can each buy a pound of butter. So what is Bitcoin worth? Anything is worth what other people are willing to pay for it. But the problem with Bitcoin is it doesn't have an entire national economy behind it the way the United States dollar does. It has actually only the guy who's the last sucker to buy it before it crashes, if it crashes. That's what it was worth until it crashes. It's really straight out gambling because you just don't know what's going to happen to it. Now, there are three uses for Bitcoin. That was three. One is if you're in the market for like I guess, a rocket propelled grenade or some fentanyl, or you want to, you know, hire an assassin, which personally I'm not in the market for those things. But yeah, that's what people can use Bitcoin for. The other thing that people can use Bitcoin for is for tax evasion. You know, if Bitcoin, they buy it and if it goes up high and they sell it, well, they legally should declare it on their taxes, but there's no way of tracing that. So maybe the people are using it for tax evasion. Again, that's not me. I follow the law. I follow it beyond the letter of the law. I pay an enormous amount of taxes. And in my opinion, if you're paying a lot of taxes, it's good news because you're making money. There's an easy way to not pay any taxes. Right. Don't make any money. So I'm not against paying taxes. And I love this country and I support this country. And I'm grateful to this country. The third use of Bitcoin is as an investment vehicle, which is I'm buying Bitcoin so I can sell the Bitcoin if and when it goes up. Unfortunately, it might not go up, it might go down, and you don't know where it's going to go. Now, there's something in investing called a bubble. That's where the value of something just goes up and up and up irrationally, unjustifiably. And typically in bubbles, they burst. And the value went up, 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 and then poof. The trouble is, nobody knows when the crash is going to happen. But there are characteristics of bubbles, and Bitcoin shows those characteristics. And some might say that it already did crash because it went from around 64,000 down to whatever, 34,000, 32,000. So it did lose half of its value. Here's some characteristics. One is there's no intrinsic value to it. In other words, if I'm buying a share of General Motors, I'm buying a piece of a right. huge corporation that's making real product. Here I'm buying, what am I buying? An electric signal. So that's one characteristic. There is no intrinsic value to it, except people buying in and propping it up. Number two, and this is what the guy actually who started Vanguard, investing group in index funds said, he said, when your barber is telling you about the investment, that's when the bubble is about to burst. I was just speaking to a few 20-something year old guys, friends of one of my sons recently, and they're telling me, Bitcoin is going up and up. I can prove it because everyone I know is buying it. I said, that's the proof or indication that it's going to crash. Because once they've all bought it, then who else is left to buy it to prop it up? Third thing, the United States dollar is protected by the United States military, the violent ability of the United States military, the Treasury Department, the FBI, the CIA, they're all involved in the Secret Service. They're all involved in protecting the American dollar. People are counterfeiting it, and they stand a good chance of getting busted because you have the full might and power of the United States backing that dollar. Who's backing Bitcoin? Who's protecting Bitcoin? Now, people will say, oh, there's the blockchain technology. I don't want to go into all the details with the blockchain tech. It's a certain computer technology. A copy of all the transactions are found on every millions of computers, and nobody can change it, right? Well, in the year 2002, we had protections on things on the internet and technology that nobody could crack. By 2005, you were in big trouble if you only had the 2002 technology. They had the Stuxnet virus that was able to go onto computers all around the world and find its way into the computers that were controlling the centrifuges in the Iranian nuclear program. No one was able to stop that, and whoever was behind it was able to crash Iran's nuclear centrifuges. Who is now investing billions of dollars to protect Bitcoin? The answer is no one. So you're going to tell me that there's a technology protecting it, and you, who doesn't know anything about computer coding, you who doesn't know anything about blockchain technology, you're going to be able to tell me authoritatively that no one can break into this? It's only a matter of time, you would think. And I'm going to tell you, talk about concentration risk. If we wake up one morning and the headline reads, Bitcoin hacked, the value will go from 30,000, 50,000 to zero or 2 cents faster than you can say, trade my Bitcoin, sell my Bitcoin. it will crash. You'll lose all of your value. Now, one of these 20-year-olds says to me, oh, but there's a real need for something like that because, you know, because people want to be able to do transactions on the government, see it, you know. Excuse me, that doesn't mean people are going to keep buying Bitcoin just to run it up as an investment. And it doesn't mean that Bitcoin is going to survive the technological challenges. Let me tell you another challenge, by the way. Do you know that how many transactions can be done per second? Bitcoin is limited right now to 7 transactions per second. PayPal's at 15 transactions per second. And Visa is at 2,000 transactions per second. Bitcoin is not poised to be able to grow in the number of transactions that it can cause to occur. And if you want digital currency, except for the tracking part, there are governments coming with it now. China's going full steam ahead with digital currency, and European countries and America are pushing forward in the development of digital currency. So there are going to be digital currencies, which the trouble is with them is, well, they're really going to be, in a sense, not that much different than a credit card. For Bitcoin, in order to increase the transaction number that can be done, there are groups that are adding on sort of services to Bitcoin to be able to do many, many more transactions. And they take a small fee for that. So that's just a checking account. if the bank charges you a little for each check you write, it's just me a checking account again, and it'll be able to be traced. So now there was also the case recently where a energy company was hacked and held by ransomware. I mean, in other words, people from Russia hacked into the system of this pipeline that was supplying natural gas and oil, gasoline to the northeastern part of the United States. And then this group said, pay us these X millions of dollars in Bitcoin, otherwise, you know, you're going to lose all your data and your company's going to be shut down. And they paid the millions of dollars. It was like 3.4 million, something like that. And then it was later said that the FBI recovered like $2 million of the money. Well, it turns out the FBI didn't actually crack the Bitcoin code, but that there are these companies that are doing transactions with Bitcoin for you called exchanges. And that's where the FBI was able to go in, and these guys left it in a public exchange, their Bitcoin. The FBI was able to recover it. But the government is on the case. The capability and the expenditures by governments in technology, in defense, and against something like a Bitcoin, where they can, you know, terrorists can use this in order to fund their activities. There's just a danger. There's such a danger to it. So I'm not going to tell you to buy Bitcoin or not Bitcoin. Personally, I never bought it. I wouldn't touch it. Make it say, well, you missed out on all that. You know, went from whatever it was, 5 cents a coin to $65,000 a coin. Well, hey, could have said about Coca-Cola. I could have said about Apple. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. But I can tell you is there's massive risk involved if you're in Bitcoin, and that risk is eons beyond investing in an index fund where you're actually buying parts of real functioning producing companies.
Dr. Roberts, we actually have only 4 minutes left to the show. Two quick questions. One is there any type of cryptocurrency that you see on the horizon that may be a viable option? And of course, then the final question is going to be just to share a quick takeaway with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
In terms of cryptocurrencies, so again, there are the major countries are developing their own cryptocurrencies, but that's, you wouldn't think that would fluctuate any differently than their paper currency, and that will be backed up by those countries. In terms of individual cryptocurrencies, I'm not in the game and I'm not an expert in it. I'm only telling you about the risk that I see in cryptocurrencies and also the way that in terms of the lack of security, lack of long-term security, lack of long-term protection of those currencies. And also, you know, the risk that it looks like a bubble. So you just could end up losing everything.
Well, we now, at the time flies. My guest is Dr. Richard Roberts, medical doctor, doctor of biophysics, and former pharmaceutical industry CEO of URL Pharma for nearly a quarter century. He was gracious enough to share of his time and talk all about the world of investing, and he did give some guidance and advice. However, as made very, very clear during the show a number of times, he's not taking any type of responsibility. No responsibility whatsoever. He made it clear, be in touch with your financial advisor. With that said, Dr. Roberts, what final tip, in as it relates to investing, can you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
About 30 years ago, there was an investment advisor who had spoken to a couple who were smokers, and they had smoked two or three packs a day every day for the last 30 years before that. And he said, if they would have, instead of smoking, put those dollars each day that they spent on cigarettes into buying cigarette company stocks, they would have $1 million at that point. If you want to win in investing, you have to drown out the noise, just don't listen to those people or showing off. Remember what I told you about the gambler's mentality, and you need to invest in index funds over the long term, and trust in the long term security and success of the United States. Or if you want to do it in another country, that's your choice, your risk. But definitely diversify and don't put any money in that you can't leave in there in case of a rainy day. And everyone who's anyone in with expertise in investing would tell you 10, 20, 30 years down the line, you're going to be way, way up. So I wish you all much success.
What a great show. Dr. Richard Roberts, we've had him on a few times. We have previous episodes focused on management, regulation, corporate culture. Tonight was all about the world of investing in 2021. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.